KP2HXS Mobile.
This is 7 Japan Mobile. Not trying to catch that call sign. This is KV4RSN, Kilo Oscar 4 Romeo Sierra November.
This is November Delta 7 Japan, Bob in Nittanyville. Mobile.
Sorry, I had to get it written down there real quick. This is Andrew. I'm down in Anderson. Where are you transmitting from?
North Carolina. Well, maybe Hendersonville might be a little more familiar for you.
Yeah, I guess it makes sense. I didn't know this repeater was that accessible to the North Carolina side, but I guess y'all are only higher in elevation, but I've heard a handful of people talking on here recently from North Carolina.
There's about 2,500, and I generally don't have a problem hitting this repeater, although sometimes propagation isn't friendly. Usually when it's cloudy and like this, it works real well. Sometimes the repeater's got a brain of its own, too, and it just wants to be cantankerous, but generally speaking, it's generally all right here.
I haven't been doing this too terribly long. I've just kind of been playing with it since July, but I had programmed this repeater in, but when I looked at kind of where it was and where I'm at, I think I'm line of sight about 45 miles from it, and all I had at the time was a HT, and I would run that on a mobile antenna on my vehicle. I'd never even tried it because I didn't think I'd be able to get into it, but I think the first time I tried getting into a net, they said I was full quieted on 5 watts at 45 miles, so this repeater does quite well for me.
Repeater, like I said, it does have its days. Propagation doesn't like you or like the repeater, but basically, it's, for the most part, it's pretty good. There's also the Mount Mitchell repeater, which has got a gigantic footprint, and I would think you could probably hit that. That's up at 6,000 plus feet up at Mount Mitchell, and it's the highest repeater this side of the Mississippi or something. It's way up there, and it gets out all over the place.
I think I have talked on that one from my shack here, because when my icon that I have, it doesn't let me put in as long a names as my Yaesu does, so I have a hard time remembering where they're at or what the actual repeater is because of the way I have to name it. So I remember I was talking to somebody and asking him where it was at, and then I did a little line of sight thing on Google Maps, and I think it's right at 85 miles from me, so yeah, it's pretty huge.
I flying on that repeater when I was traveling once, and he lives in Simpsonville. He was on the Mount Mitchell repeater, and I was driving across North Carolina, heading out to the coast of North Carolina, and I spoke with him on the Mount Mitchell repeater from his place in Simpsonville to my mobile till just about made it to Raleigh, and I was still catching him on the repeater. So that'll give you an idea.
Oh.
Here in Hendersonville, you may or may not be able to hit, but it's a very good repeater. It's not used a lot. The 146640, pretty sure it's got a 91.5 tone on it. That's a very good repeater as well.
Through, it's probably tedious and unnecessary, but I get a kick out of doing some of this stuff. But I'm going through, it actually stemmed from when I actually got on that Mount Mitchell repeater. I kind of wanted to see, you know, what was, because when I first programmed, I stuck to South Carolina, but being in Anderson, I'm right here on the edge of Georgia and close enough to a lot of the North Carolina stuff, so I've been going through, I kind of got a list of everything within a 75 or 85 mile radius, and I think it actually went out a little further than that, but kind of putting everything in order, and I've just been kind of looking up, because the repeater book, for whatever reason, isn't very accurate with a lot of the locations, because there's one repeater that is labeled as a traveler's rest repeater, but then when you look up the location of where it says it's at, it's in West Pelzer on the Saluda River. So I'm not not sure what that's about, so I'm trying to go through and figure out where the repeaters are actually at, and then just kind of putting everything in order of distance.
That book is pretty good. There's some stuff that isn't quite accurate, but there is actually a way to update and let them know this is wrong or that's wrong. Sometimes the PL tones change, sometimes things change, and I haven't used repeater book in a while because I don't travel as much as I used to, but I used to use repeater book all the time when I was traveling around for business, and it was generally pretty accurate for the most part, but there's a way to update that stuff and make changes on it, I believe.
Yeah, I'm using the RT System software to program my stuff, and there's an option in there where you can put in, like, your address and then set whatever radius you want, and then it'll put everything in there, and it doesn't do it in any particular order. It doesn't do it by distance or anything. But the neat thing about it is it gives you the latitude and longitude of the repeater, or what it believes to be the repeater, I guess, where it gets it from, repeater book or whatever database it gets it from. But there's a large handful of them that they'll be North Carolina repeaters, but when I put the Latin lawn in, it comes up in Georgia or random place in South Carolina, or a lot of them pop up in Saluda when they're not even South Carolina repeaters. So I'm not sure. Like I say, it's kind of tedious and probably unnecessary, but we do a lot of camping here and there, and I'm putting everything in Google Maps on a little list that I created. That way, when I'm traveling or out and about, I can just pull up where I'm at on Google Maps and see what repeaters are closest to me and talk on those.
Communication when you're camping other than a cell phone that may or may not work is always a good idea. I know that when I go hunting, I carry around my HD, and I pretty much know where I need to be able to make it work on the repeaters just in case. So if I had to, I could hike up and get onto a repeater if I needed to. So, well, that's all good stuff for sure. I'm heading to down to South Carolina right now here after a couple stops to the SCTXA meeting, the South Carolina TX Association meeting. We're having a meeting, our monthly meeting tonight, so I'm going to head down there and meet with the guys and wives, and everybody will be there and have some food and some ham radio chat.
Like I say, I've got a little stomach bug, and I'm just, I can't move around too much, or I end up having to go straight to the bathroom, so I'm just kind of hanging out, being worthless here on the couch for the day. I'm just letting this thing run its course, so. I'll be sitting around listening to whoever else pops on.
Well, that's great. I got to hop off here for just a few minutes. I got to stop. My dad's at a rehab place for some physical therapy stuff. He's coming home Saturday. But when I was packing up his stuff, I accidentally took the hearing aid battery, so I got to drop them off. If you have a mind to and you're sitting around doing nothing, you can visit my website, nd7j.com, and there's some link to contact me if you'd like to. Join the club, no dupes, no nothing, it doesn't cost anything. Send me an email, we'll send you off an invite. I got to hop over here because I'm a can of people. Good talking to you. ND7J, 73.
Good talking to you. And I don't think I told you, this is Andrew on my end, KO4RSN.
73, I'll be back mobile here in about 15 minutes, probably less. ND7J, clear.
4, Uniform Bravo Golf, mobile.
Are you still listening? WV6Z.
Am I just stepped back into the room. I'm not sure if that was you that called out right after I got off with Bob. I had stepped out of the room to grab a drink.
It's the first time I called you. Name here is Tom Tango Oscar Mike. And QTH at the moment is Mobile and Traveler's Rest. And I was going to let you know, you said, you mentioned the town. One thing you got to always take into consideration in the South is we tend to like certain names for towns. Every doggone state you go to, like Greenville, Georgia, Greenville, North Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, And there is two Salutas, and I bet you they're not 100 miles apart. I think our Saluta is in McCormick County, thereabouts, down there past you, on down southeast of Anderson. And then there's another Saluta, which would be up here on the other side of Traveler's Rest near Hendersonville.
Yeah, that may be the case, and I've actually seen that a lot of the northern Georgia little small towns have the same name. I can't remember which way it was. There were names of towns that I would see in this list that I would either think were names that I'd heard from Georgia, and they were actually in North Carolina. But yeah, it's getting very confusing keeping up with this names of towns and stuff.
Yes, it is indeed. Well, I'm sorry you're feeling bad, and I just figured I'd poke that in there, that you might want to check multiple states or possible locations when you're looking for a machine anyway. But anyway, take care. Hope you feel better soon, and I'll catch you a little bit further down the log. 73 to you from Tom, WV6Z.
Appreciate it. KO4RSN.
Let me get your call sound out there by the time you got off the phone or off the microphone when he's going to get something to drink. It'd be Kilo November 4. Uniform Bravo Golf, be Kevin. I'm over here at Mobile 49, just come out of Cross Anchor here.
Got that right. It's Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf.
Roger. And the name is Kilo Echo Victor India November.
Andrew, KO4RSN. And you said you were whereabouts?
Crossed over, I can't remember what that road is, coming down 49, like you're coming back from Union. Come in the Cross Anchor right there, and that road, it takes you back toward Whitmire, or takes you back toward Union.
I don't get over that way much. I've been to Union a handful of times, and it wasn't for pleasure. But yeah, I'm not too familiar with the roads out that way.
Yeah. I'm just headed back down toward 26 here, crossing 26 back to 385. Fixing to be passing by General Cho's Creek right here. I think this is Highway 92, the furthest off to the right here. Yep, Junction 92.
Be pushing the outer limit on that end of this repeater because you're starting to get scratchy. I can still understand what you're saying, but it's just starting to slightly get a little scratch in it.
Holes out here. I'm on top of the hill here now. On top of one hill. Next to go up another hill. I was in the bottom of a hole there then. So yeah, I was telling you, I was passing by Highway 92 right here. Headed toward 26.
Well, I'm down here in Anderson, and I looked you up, and keep a little log of everybody's call sign. Are you out of Fountain Inn area?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be over in Fountain Inn, right there, right off of 418 and Green Pond Road.
I used to work for the Sheriff's Office in Greenville County. For several years, and I worked a lot down that way. Became very very familiar with Tall Pines Road.
Up there, neck of the woods over there. Somebody's always in and out of there.
418 Fairview area was kind of our go-to spot when we was working down that way.
There's something in that neck of the woods over there going on, man, all the time. I was like the other night. You know, we were sitting at home and walked outside. Hey, it was started out with three Greenville County cop cars out there. Ended up with four. Ended up with a fire truck out there. Yeah, by the time it said done, there was 10 Greenville counties out there and an EMS unit.
Yeah, it's, you never know what you're getting into, man. It's an interesting line of work, but one I'm working on getting out of.
Well, sorry for the law enforcement now, you know, I mean, I don't know, times have really changed, man. Times has really changed. That's why, you know, when I'm not in my work truck, you know, I'm concealed to carry, and I usually carry, you know, me and my wife both. And I just, some of the stuff I've seen on YouTube, some of the stuff I've seen videos of that people has posted, you know, I really feel sorry for the law enforcement.
Yeah, I think, I think they don't do themselves a lot of favors in a lot of accounts when it comes to gun stuff. But yeah, that's the number one advice I always give everybody. You know, when they ask, you know, how to prevent this or that, and I was like, you can't. Best thing you can do is carry a gun. I carry a gun in my own house, just because you never know. So yeah, it's sad you got to live that way, but I've gotten so used to it with work that I don't pay no mind when I'm at the house.
Hey, times are getting now, man. I mean, you know, you got so many people out there that's not working, and you know, and I got Ring Cam and all that, and I get notifications from around town, you know, that, you know, 2.4 miles from here, you know, somebody, you know, walking around last night, 3:30 in the morning, checking out vehicles or trying to break in people's houses. And that's like I told my wife, man, you know, it ain't worth it. My work truck was sitting in the yard about, I don't know, back about six, 8 months ago. And my partner I had at the time forgot to lock the door. I didn't check it because usually they lock the passenger side door for me. Got up the next morning, Saturday morning, was sitting, you know, in the living room. My mother-in-law took her dog out. Turned around, she came back in the house. She told me, she said, you left your truck door open out there. I was like, what? I ain't been outside this morning. I ain't got my shoes on. I went back and reviewed all the footage on the camera. And, on that side of the truck, the camera didn't pick it up. So turned around, and I don't know who was in the truck, but I mean, the only thing they got was my reading glasses and my sunglass clip thing that went on my reading glasses. Got one of them little things you stick in a vent to stick your phone on, and I think they got, I had two ops cords on the dashboard, and one of them got gone. So, I mean, that's the only thing you got. And the funniest thing was, what makes me think it was kids, I had a DeWalt charger and a DeWalt battery sitting here on the console charging, and they never touched it.
That's, auto break-ins are usually always younger kids or people with the habit they're trying to finance. But that's one of the most frustrating things about what I've gotten used or kind of gotten tired of the job is, you know, those are one thing, and you always harp to people about locking their doors, but I mean, even the best of people that are good about that. I mean, I go outside all the time in the mornings. You know, I'm a stickler about locking my doors, but, you know, I go out all the time and somebody's been in my car, or I just forgot, you know, had that handful of kids and or dinner or groceries or, you know, whatever else, and you just get it off your mind. I mean, it happens to everybody, so it ain't, you know, necessarily one person or the other's fault. You can't blame people, you know, for not locking their doors, just being a victim of a crime, because at the end of the day, it's, you know, it's the people committing the crime's fault. But, stuff like that doesn't bother me as much as, you know, what's gotten me the most tired of the job is 90% of what I respond to is saving people from their own stupidity. You know, a lot of the domestics, and this rubs a lot of people the wrong way when I say this, but a lot of the domestics and stuff, man, it's people that, and I guess people have their own theories about it, but when you, when you're the victim of a domestic, and then 6 months later you're another victim of a domestic with the same guy, and then 6 months later the same thing, or 2 weeks later the same thing, you know, at that problem it's no longer law enforcement or the state's problem, it's your own problem.
Truth of it. I mean, that's, that's a good way to look at it. I mean, that's really the truth of it. I mean, the first time, it could be a problem. Second time, I mean, if the same guy's going to do it to me the second time, you know, I'm going to put a stop to it myself. That way it don't happen the third time. You know, but, yeah, I mean, for one, you got to stay away from that person or, you know, have them stay away from you. But, oh, yeah, I agree with you on that, yeah. If it happens, you know, more than two or three times, yeah, it, it becomes your problem then.
Even stuff that's not crimes that we got to go to, you know, and I get why people call sometimes when a crime hadn't occurred, you know, you call. It is good for people to call before a crime gets committed, but then you get there and you figure out what's going on, and it's just people that don't know how to grow up and not be childish. You know, people that let some guys, they don't even know their first and last name. They know them by their street name, and they let them come stay with them for 2-3 weeks, and then next thing you know, for whatever reason, it ain't working out, and they want us to kick them out of the house. And, you know, it's just, like, I just don't understand how a lot of the people function. And it's just gotten, I guess I'm burnt out, but I've been doing it 8 years now, and I just, I'm looking for something else, anything else that I can do. And I've got in mind what I want to do. I'm just kind of waiting for it to open up. But it's certainly getting frustrating, and it's weird, man, because 6 months ago I was telling people I could never do anything else. And then one day it was like a light switch, man, I can only, you know, credit God for it, because, you know, I pray about it all the time. And it was, for me to have gone from never thinking I'd ever do anything else to, within a matter of minutes, can't wait to be done, that's about the only thing I can say that it was.
About 12, I don't know, maybe 15, 12 years ago, something like that, I thought about going back to school, finishing, you know, getting my GED or whatever, and, you know, maybe getting into law enforcement or getting into the military stuff, but I don't know, man. Now, for what I make now, an hour, they couldn't pay me double that to do it now. You know, because, I mean, you don't never know, a traffic stop could be the last traffic stop you make, or it could be the end of your career, just because, you know, somebody done turned that whole situation around. You know, and that's why I say, I mean, I kind of feel sorry for them. I mean, it's danged if you don't, danged if you do. So, I mean, you know, it's really hard to judge that one. That's like I told a guy, a while back. You know, I got a buddy of mine that he's a Greenville County cop, and I told him, I was like, man, I said, you know, all the stuff that they have to go through as far as to stop people and get accused of this and get accused of that, you know, like the YouTube videos, and I was like, man, that just makes people want to quit their career, you know, and knowing that they out here trying to do something right, you know. I mean, I understand there's perky ones, and there's good and bad in both sides, you know, but there ain't no way I can do it, man. KN4, UBG for ID.
So 4RSM for ID, and yeah, on that, you know, that's another concern that I've been having, is that you can do everything right, but just because it doesn't look pleasant, you know, you still, we're at a time now where you could not do anything illegal or unethical, or it just doesn't look good, or it isn't the way, you know, in hindsight you should have done it, which, you know, there's plenty of case law that says we can't be judged on hindsight. But, and it started, I guess, 2 years ago, two, 3 years ago, that people were starting to get sent to prison for stuff that they did in a split-second decision. And was it pretty? No. But did they break any law or do anything unethical? No. But, you know, they don't have agencies that back them up, or, you know, somebody with a political agenda, or somebody just trying to make a name for themselves. And, you know, you can do everything right, and it still doesn't mean that, you know, you're not going to get thrown under the bus. And, you know, talking about the money, I was talking to a guy, a pipe lineman, the other day, and he doesn't even have his GED, and here I am with a four-year degree, and he's making double what I'm making. So, you know, the time away from my family is one thing, but when I'm not putting anything else in place of that, you know, it's just, if I'm not providing time or money, then it's time for me to take a look at what else I can do to at least provide one thing, you know, be with my family more, or supplement that with them having a better living.
That's true, man. That is true. Well, you know, it takes money now, man, to make it, you know. You know, to put kids through school, put kids through college. I look at it like this, man. I respect the EMS. I respect the firefighters, the police. You know, but when it comes down between me and my family, I don't know, man. I'd have to be home with my family. You know, because your kids grow up quick now. It ain't like it used to be back, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, it seems like, you know, your kid begins one, then he's five, then 10, and he comes up to where, you know, it's they're leaving out and going to college, driving. So, I mean, yeah, I'd rather be home with my family, man. I mean, I can't much blame you if you find something different. You know, making more money and spending time with your family.
Like I said, man, we had talked about my wife, because her biggest thing was me being home more. And the hours, you know, law enforcement, talk about the hours, and the hours aren't really that bad as far as how much time you're at work. You know, I can't complain about that, because, I mean, the 12-hour schedule actually works out quite nice, because, like, I mean, here I am on a Thursday at home, you know, got the whole day off, and in a two-week period, I only work 7 days, where, you know, most people that work Monday through Friday, in a two-week period, they work 10 days. So, you know, I can't complain about it on that front. The problem is when you rotate and you do the nights and stuff, it's just that I'm never home when everybody else is home is the most frustrating thing about that. And, you know, I talked to my wife, and it's all about, you know, me being home more, but, you know, if I can't, because I explained that to her, I was like, well, you know, she is a little naive as far as, you know, there's just going to be something out there where I'm just going to make bukus more money, and I'll be home every day at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock or whatever time. And, you know, a lot of the stuff that I've been looking into, I'm not really going to be, the hours aren't going to be that much better. Now, it will be more suited towards being home when everybody else is home, but also the income is the biggest thing, and just being able to, you know, like I say, supplement with being able to provide a better quality life, I guess. And that's not to say that I'm trying to make it all about the money. It's just, you know, right now I'm not getting either ors. I'm not getting the time or the money. So if I got to pick one or the other, I'd rather have the time, but at least have, if I can't have the time, have the money.
All y'all work a lot of rotating shifts, right? Y'all work first, second, and third, right?
Every agency does it different. Greenville and where I'm at now, we do the Uniform Patrol does, they don't do first, second, or third. It's just days and nights. So they do 7 to 7, 7 a.m., 7 p.m., and then nights 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And then Greenville has an echo shift that works 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. They don't have to rotate. Which everybody, for some reason, thinks that's the best shift to be on because you don't rotate. Which, I mean, rotating is hard on you, but as far as family life, man, the echo thing is terrible because you're on nights all the time. You know, you go into work at 3 p.m. and you don't get home until everybody's in bed at 3 a.m. So, but, yeah, most Uniform Patrol does... just the first and second.
Well, that's what I mean, was first and second, because they do day shift and night shift. And when everybody gets off at 7 p.m. in the afternoon, the second, you know, the second shift is coming on to do night shift. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. I didn't know why I said, you know, second, you know, first, second, third, but you know what I meant, but, yeah, that was the only thing, man. That, you know, like I said, I wanted to get into it myself, but I don't know, man. I'm kind of looking to do something different. I'm thinking about getting into the volunteer firefighter and learning what I can learn through them. And, you know, cause some of the places gives out classes to go take and, you know, work yourself up. And then when a paid position comes open, you can, you know, work yourself into that paid position. But, I mean, therefore, too, I mean, that's rotating shift, too. So, I mean, you know, most of the ones I know where it's at, because sometimes they'll work, you know, three on, four off, or work four on, three off. You know, and it rotates through, you know, day shift and night shift. But, being a volunteer right now, you know, I mean, you only work a certain amount of hours anyway. I mean, you can work all the hours you want to, but you got a minimum that you got to inquiry, you know, as far as the, I guess, to keep being a volunteer at the fire department. So that's kind of what I'm looking into now. A buddy of mine was talking to me about it about, I guess, about two weeks ago, maybe? 3 weeks ago now? And thinking about doing it, because I was going to do it in Gray Court when I lived over there. I got accepted to do it, and then turned around, and my wife wanted to move back to Fountain Inn, so that put me, you know, like 20 minutes down the road from my house. So, I mean, I can still do it, but it's just so far to drive.
Yeah, my buddy worked for South Greenville Fire, which they're full-time. I don't know that Greenville does any volunteer stuff. I'm not sure. But their work schedule was they would work 24 hours straight, and then you'd be off for 2 days, and you work, come in that third day, 24 hours, and you're off for 2 days. I don't know. That sounds good-ish. But I don't know. I'd have to, I guess everything sounds better than what you're currently doing. Best schedule I've ever worked is 410s. That's been by far my favorite schedule.
We used to, one of the companies I worked for years ago, we'd do 410s and be off 3 days, and that worked out really well. I mean, you could even work 412s if you wanted to work 412s. You know, I mean, they give you the option to work over if you wanted to, you know, but I kind of like the 410s and have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, go back to work Monday. But I still do the same line of work, but, you know, two totally different company. This company here is based out of Kansas City, Missouri, is their corporate office, and we're out of Simpsonville. And I do garage doors. I do, like, all the fire department, the EMS stations. loading dock doors, loading dock equipment, fire doors, security doors, high-speed doors. We even got a man door division, you know, works on, like, fire escape doors, you know, like, at Walmart and places like that. They do the sliding doors and all that stuff. So, it's a pretty good company to work for. It's just, you know, it has its ups and downs, you know, being out here in the weather. But I can't complain with it. I mean, I make better money than, you know, I did at the other company. So it kind of works out better for me that way. But, you know, it's overhead door in Simpsonville, the one I work for now, which is a DH Pace, company. And, which is pretty cool. You know, it's, we went from being like mom and pops to corporate now, so, I mean, we got a lot of employees around, you know, around the globe now, so. But it makes it easier on us, so we don't have to go to North Carolina and places like that, because we have, you know, having a branch, you know, Charlotte, Asheville, and Hickory, and places like that, Tennessee. So, I mean, we run between Columbia and Georgia, and Asheville, and I guess Augusta, down in that area, which ain't, it ain't too bad.
Yeah, and one thing we did on the 410 schedule, the division I worked in before, was we rotated it every week. But we tried it when I first started in that division, it was a Monday through Friday 8-hour day thing, and then we were testing out the 410, so we did it several different ways to see what everybody preferred. But the consensus was the best one that we found was working Monday through Thursday, and then the next week work Tuesday through Friday. That way every other weekend is a four-day weekend, and then you have your regular weekend every other weekend, you know, Saturday, Sunday. But then every other weekend you had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off. And just having that 4 days in a row, man, every other weekend was just fantastic.
More UBG. Yeah, Roger. That's, I mean, yeah, that worked out, you know, that way. I mean, that would sound pretty good, having a four-day weekend every once in a while. But, yeah, I mean, I've worked a lot of jobs out there, man, but I kind of like this one. Just out here dealing with the elements, you know, the weather, snow, stuff like that. But it's pretty good. I mean, we do a lot of stuff. We did the big courthouse downtown Greenville. We done all the doors in the bottom of that thing, and done the federal building downtown. Done a federal building up in Asheville. I mean, it's pretty cool some of the places you get to go to. I've even been inside a Berry Correctional Facility working. Now, that's a trip. I mean, you know, listening to some of them guys talk to you while you go through there. But been out there several times. I mean, it's kind of fun. You know, getting to see everything. You know, I tried working indoors, but that didn't work out too good. Kind of outdoor guy.
I am. I actually, when I first started at Clemson, I was a mechanical engineer major. And I love working with my hands and just doing anything. And when it started coming time looking for jobs or, you know, thinking about what I wanted to do career-wise, most everything for what I was going into was going to be in an office. You know, most of my work would have been computer work, and then, you know, your regular day worker, I guess the blue collar side of it, would have been the ones doing actually the type of work that I enjoyed doing. So that was kind of what got me out of, you know, I changed majors from that to sociology, which was, that was done to try and get into the federal side of law enforcement. But I kind of got hooked on the local stuff. But now that I'm kind of reevaluating stuff, that's kind of what I'm going back into is figuring out, you know, one of my criteria is I don't want an office, which, I mean, heck, if the money's good enough and the schedule's good enough, I'll stand on my head in the corner for 8 hours a day, you know, if that's what they want me to do. But, you know, one of my preferences is that I don't want an office. I want something that I'm kind of out and about, which the main thing I'm trying to get into right now, I'm trying to get on with Duke as a lineman, just because the hours aren't too terribly bad other than your, you know, your on-call weeks. They don't tend to get sent out of town as much as, like, companies like Pike. So, you know, you're not risking a whole lot getting sent away from the family for long periods of time. And then the money's good, the benefits are good. So, and that's the friend of mine that worked for South Greenville. That's actually, he left there and just got on with them doing that. So that's what I'm hoping I can get into. And if not, you know, I'll find something. But like I say, I'm not to the point where I just got to get out right now. But, you know, I'm growing more impatient with it by the day.
Yeah, I tried to get on with Duke and Pike years ago, man. I don't know how it is now. I mean, I know there's a lot of people gets on, you know, there, and, you know, some of them survive, some of them don't. And, but back in the day when I tried to get on there, they told me that there was a waiting list and I would have to wait, you know, because usually people just don't quit. They end up having to die or retire. And, you know, because everybody there said, you know, it was a good company to work for. And, which I, you know, I wanted to do it. And then I really thought about getting on with the Department of Transportation as far as Greenville County, you know, as far as, like, the DOT department. I thought about getting on with them, and they told me the same thing, that there was a waiting list. And I'm like, well, I can't keep waiting. So I got to do something. So I ended up getting in the door business about 19 years ago and been doing it ever since.
I just got done going through the hiring process with Duke, and I didn't get selected. But everybody that I've talked to, I've got several friends that work there. All of them had to apply, two or three or I know one guy that it took him four times applying to actually get on. So it's one of those things you got to stay persistent with them. But yeah, that's kind of one of the things that, you know, is drawing me more towards it, is the fact that it's not the fact that it's so hard to get on to, but, you know, when I see a company like that, that, you know, doesn't have a lot of turnover and, you know, it's hard to find open spots. To me, that kind of says something about how good they are to work for. People aren't, you know, trying to get out the door as soon as they get in.
Yeah, that's a good look at it. Yeah, I mean, that's the kind of companies you really want to be with. I mean, because, I mean, they got good benefits. They got, you know, and if you ever have to go out of town, you know, from what I can understand when I was trying, you know, they actually pay pretty good. They do pretty well. And, you know, they pay you per diem, they pay you motel room, you know, and all that good stuff. And they say you make a lot of money when you're out of town. And, you know, a friend of mine, he works for Pike. And that's what he was telling me. So, but yeah, I mean, that'd be a good job, man. You know, because all the subdivisions being built, businesses and everything else.
Yeah, and that's kind of the other thing. I want to get out of government work and more into the private side of things is, you know, right now, federal law doesn't require it, and they don't do it, but I don't, if I work over 80 hours, I don't get paid overtime. I get imaginary time to take off that I can't take off because we're so short-staffed. You know, it's yet another frustrating thing that I have to deal with, is that, like I say, you know, I get not every job's going to have the most cushy schedule in the world, but if I'm going to be away from my family, I want to at least be compensated for it to make it worth it for me and them. And, you know, Duke seems to be a company, and there's a lot of companies out there like that, but they seem to be a company that, you know, they pay their employees as if they actually do value the work they do.
Yeah, that, like I said, I tried it. Okay, I guess it's probably been 20 years ago when I tried to get on there. I done it one time and it didn't work out afterwards. So. And I said, well, you know, I had to find something. So, ended up going and becoming in the door business and been here ever since. And, you know, one time I talked to a couple of the Duke Power guys over there in Greenville one time. They was working on some stuff, and they told me I needed to go back and put back in there, that I could probably get on there now.
Duke's about to do a bunch of hiring right now, and I consider getting on a pike, but because I think they're a tad bit easier to get on with, but pretty much most of their guys that I've talked to kind of through work, is Pike is kind of where you go to start out, but most of the people with Pike, their end goal is to get with Duke, so I'm going to see what I can do to cut out the middleman and try and get straight on with Duke, but, you know, we'll just have to see how that goes, I guess.
Yeah, I had to take a second there. I pulled up to the shop and I had some guys asking me a question. Well, I guess I'm going to jump out of here, man. I'm going to turn in some paperwork here and head to the house. But you have a good one out that way. I'll say 73 to you. Been good talking to you. And I wish you luck on finding something there, man. And, but you know the way to look at it, I always look at it like this. Find what you want to be doing. Something that you're going to like doing. You know, that's what I tell everybody. If the money's right, all the other stuff is right, that, you know, that's what really matters. That's one reason I came here. I was treated like a civilized human being when I started here a year ago with this company. And, right now, I'm one of the best technicians they got, if not the best technician they have. So, I mean, that means a lot to me when your boss man comes up and pats you on the back and tells you you're doing a good job and carry on. So, you know, that, and every job I've always worked, I've told my wife the same thing. It's like, you know, they push you for every job you do. But this one right here, they don't push you. They just give you a job, tell you to go do it, get it done, be safe at it, and that's all they ask for. So, but I wish you luck on that, man, but you have a good one out that way, and we'll talk at you a little bit later, and I'm going to hop off here, turn some paperwork in, and head to the house, but we'll say 73s, and look forward to talking to you again. Kilo November 4, Uniform Bravo Golf. I'll be clear on your final.
And yeah, it was good talking to you, and like I said, I couldn't agree more. I think if I get to be working with my hands outside doing something, I'm happy as long as it's a good place to work for, and like you said, don't treat you like a dog. But yeah, it was good talking to you, and like I say, I don't know if I'm going to be on much longer. I got to run, because I don't feel like doing it. But, but it's got to get done today, so I'm probably going to go ahead and do that. But I'll be listening out for you in the future. KO4 RSN, I'm clear.